This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every week, more schools around the country are reopening or not reopening, as the case may be. There are state-level guidelines in a lot of places, but a whole big part of what K through 12 is going to look like this semester is being decided at the local level. Scott Anzalone is a family physician. He's also the local school board president where he lives, and he is one of the 10 people we have been following for our series, The United States of Work. Here's a real quick dispatch he sent us about the first week of school in the Logan Hocking School District in southeastern Ohio.
It's been an ongoing discussion since March. How are we going to do this? You know, are we going to have school? Are we going to go back full time? Are we going to go back virtually? So every school district around is basically doing something different in our area. But our county being more rural and having low internet access, we have about 30% of our kids who don't have adequate internet access. So we knew that, you know, a virtual education is not going to be, you know, adequate to reach our entire district. So we gathered multiple teams in our district, which included teachers, custodians, cooks, bus drivers, basically all facets of our faculty. And we came up with our plans of return. And that consisted of about a 32-page document. And we have basically have a plan A, which is going back full-time, plan B being split. And then we also have a virtual academy. We're making, you know, every possible precaution we can. We've closed down all the water fountains. We're replacing them with water filling stations. We're not using our lockers. Kids are going to be carrying their own bags. And it's definitely been a lot of work and planning. That's been the biggest difference. It's just, you know, normally it's time to start school. We're, you know, we have a well-oiled machine. This time there was a big, you know, wrench in the system. So, you know, God willing, it'll all work and we'll be fine and safe. And if we start seeing numbers climb and when there's, you know, safety issues, then we'll go to plan B.
Dr. Scott Anzalone there in Logan, Ohio, the president of the local school district, also one of the 10 people from our series, The United States of Work.